Simonim Kufayin Aleph, Kufayin Beis, and Kufayin Gimel Beis Hashem. Just two words of thank you to the Olam for this man, to this man in general, for sticking with it through the heat and thick and thin, and making it to the end. Agres Yashar Koach, and for the Pilpul Chavirim, for the questions, for the Aris, for the Chizuk Belimud. Agres Yashar Koach. Kufayin Aleph. Shleinig bizayin boichlin. Oy sadam tzrochu bepasas umachaber v'hani mimiz loy mimiz bey umidiz mimiz bey loy. And the Mishnah Berurah says that v'moyis l'rafua shari afilo mimiz bey afilo b'le rafua mudavar shu tzerech ha'odem v'derech ha'odem la'aseisei b'ha'oichol tzerech zeh gam kein shari. If anything which is a tzerech ha'odem, and the Mishnah Berurah is moyis of something onto the Magen Avraham who says tzerech ha'odem, he says also derech ha'odem la'aseisei. Not just a terech, you can't make it up yourself. If that's what the Olam does, then it's not a problem of bizayin and hefter eichum. Memela, what's the story with using seltzer or milk or lemon juice to scrub off stains either on clothing or on the person's body? Sometimes pen marks, people use lemon juice to scrub it off. Is that a problem or not? So the chayra, the Magen Avraham himself already discusses it. For some reason, the Mishnah Berurah did not bring it down. Maybe it wasn't common, or maybe it wasn't derech olam, and therefore derech olam la'aseisei. Therefore, he didn't bring it down. But the Magen Avraham brings down that we already see in Chazal that for the Mishur l'kvusa, that even for cleaning clothing, they would use wine. Therefore, it's not a problem to use wine for cleaning. So anything which it's the derech to do, l'chur is not a problem, even when it's for cleaning, and therefore to use the type of liquids that people use to clean off stains, if it's milk or if it's certain stains are that with milk, certain with seltzer, people use it as could be that seltzer has a din of water b'chol. Yesh la'ayin, what's the din of seltzer? Is carbonated water, does it have a din of water or not? When you get to all halachis, if it has a din of water, the water you can use for whatever you want. That doesn't have a shem oichlan that you can't be used for whatever you want. But lemon juice also, certainly that's the derech l'chero. You do not have to use bleach to get off pen marks for tefila. However, some people do use lemon juice. It's just it doesn't burn like bleach. It's not. But lechur is not a problem since it is letzurech adam and derech adam lasese. How about carving out watermelon carving? Is that mutter? You're be'etzem cutting the watermelon into different shapes and different forms and figures, pictures, and part of the watermelon lechur is getting thrown out, and part of it is probably the whole thing is going to get thrown out when you're finished. It's nice to take a picture of it, you'll have it, but lemaisa probably no one's going to eat it. So I actually heard from Berkowitz. Berkowitz wanted to say that's considered a tzerech adam. Now, is that considered derech adam la'aseisei? A lot of places do that. However, here it's a little bit different. This I didn't hear from exactly, but it's not exactly. Derech adam la'aseisei means lechur, the standard person could do it. Here, to be able to make these watermelon carvings, you have to know what you're doing. So derech adam la'aseisei means that the derech of the standard person, or no, people do that. That's already a common enough thing that it's not looked at as a bizayin, because it's common. What then? Sounds like it's not the fruit itself. So it could be also. So they do get to the red. Part of it is green, part of it's white, part of it's red, depending on what type of picture they make on it. But the truth is that most of the food at the end could be used. It's not be'etzem, you're not be'etzem ruining the food, and it could be used. Sometimes what they do is they tuck just the outside, and the inside they slice off half of it and use the other, depending on each thing. But be'etzem, the way that it's done is not in a way that they're mavazim. It's not a way that it's ruining it be'etzem. And l'chura, even when the Rabbanim come to the Simchas, no one's murder. Maybe not the murder, they're not coming in to be murdered. But l'chur, certainly that's the minig. Now, you could tell maybe that when you're doing a davar which is made lenoi, it doesn't pass bizayin eichlin. The whole chefta, the whole most of it is that it looks nice. Therefore it doesn't pass bizayin eichlin. Now, if the Indian of bizayin eichlin is like Rashi says in Tainas, and it looks like you're bait, but they've also shalak adish baruch hu, then it could be also, even if it's Vedam Harnahi, but you're Bait Bekadosh Kadosh Baruch Hu, because you're using, instead of using the watermelon as food, you're using it to be Mefaro Meremim, your Yerua, then Yesh Lahim. But Lamaisa, L'chura, the Rav said it's considered a Terech, and I guess it's enough considered Derech Adam La'aseisei, that it should be Mutter. Now there's another halacha over here that it says that you're allowed to be oisa adam tzoracha bepas, but dafka is something which is loy mimis, but midi mimis loy. Hilkach. Ein menichin olav vasar chai, vein mavirin olav kreitz mali, vein simcha bayi karel, imid malaya, shema shimipol hapas imayis, dava shimipol hapas imayis. So it's interesting. You're not allowed to use pas for something which you might get mois. And not only that, there's another taste of chiddush. Even when you're not using the pas, but if you're doing something next to the pas that can cause the pas to become mois, that's also a problem. To take a full cup of wine and pass it, or whatever it is, and pass it on top of a piece of bread, then karav hadover that it's going to spill, that's also a problem. Even though I'm not being mishtamish with the bread for a dover which is mois. But I'm doing something which might cause the bread to become mois, that's also a problem. The practical applications of this, so first of all, with regard to Sheva brachas, very often they take the kais and they bring it from one person to the next. So if you have the plate on the bottom, terrific. But if you don't have the plate on the bottom, then almost invariably it spills. Depends if there's food there. If there's no food there, terrific. But if there is food there, then you have to be very careful. L'chor with this halacha. I think the second possible application is making kiddush by, they have cookies and cakes and everything on the table, depending on how you pick up the becher by the kiddush, wherever it is. Also, to be careful, that shouldn't be on top of possible b'kisnin. We'll get up to possible b'kisnin to have a dinner pas or not in a minute. And I would even be mitzadik to say, this is my own chiddush, take it or leave it, that to allow a little child to pour when there's bread all over, it's karav hadavar sheyishafech and ruin the bread. Pukhazi imam adabar. That's pukhazi imam adabar, not how people do it, but how kids, what happens when they pour. So if it's karav hadavar that the child doesn't have such great aim and 3 out of 5 times he's spilling, then that's also, don't allow them to pour if there is bread there, or challah, something which it could spill on the chur that's nichlal in this. Loigar from being maimed a kara by an adult of soup, or passing an adult taking something over, certainly a child, you have this in you. Now, what's that? You're being mafsid, what, that he's going to spill it. Yeah, but that's not an oifen of ashkasa. It's not an oifen of ashkasa, so therefore it's not considered. It's not vizur the fact that it spilled the chur. You weren't trying to do that, it happened by itself. Here, the problem is by bread, there's a chash that even though we weren't trying to do that, it's going to get ruined. That's considered the bizur yichlin, if the bread is going to get ruined. But the fact that it goes to waste is not betzim bizur. That's what we saw in the Gemara and Tainus, the Chiddush and Tainus, which is the mind-boggling Chiddush. But the Mavur that Rav Huna held, that it's better to throw something in the garbage can than to be mevazet. And therefore he held it's better to throw the food into the river than to give it to an animal. Because you're not supposed to feed human food which is fit for human consumption to an animal, because that's a bizayin. So what do you do with it instead? Throw it into the garbage can. That's better. Throw it into the water. That's where Huna held. Yeah, that's not a bizayin. That's not a bizayin. Now, does pas above a kitzen have the same din as pas? The halacha is you're not supposed to throw bread even when it's not going to get ruined. That's the chiddush that it says over here. That's shita's tesis in the Rush. Rashi said, l'chor said not that way. But the other rishonim don't bring it down. But the ma'aseh mechaber pas like tastes in the Rush, that pas is different than other foods. Other foods you're not allowed to throw only if they're going to get ruined. An apple, to throw an apple one to the next, it could be that since in the actual throwing it's not going to get ruined. If it falls, maybe it's going to get ruined. It's going to get a little bit of a kvetch, ishlayim. Certainly oranges and grapefruits and things like that, l'chara, they're not going to get ruined. Pomegranates, chavushim, as they, I think, the kavachayim brings down. These things are not going to get ruined. I would be mitzadet also that an apple also maybe is not a problem. That was the case, the guy's chucking the apple across the room. Is that a problem? So if it's going to fall, make it a little bit of a kvetch. But l'chara, it might not be the same problem of mois. Now, what's the story with pas over kitzen? Does pas over kitzen have the same halachic status as pas, that you're not allowed to throw it even if it's going to get ruined or not? Which would mean that you wouldn't be able to take a package of wafers and throw it into the carriage. You wouldn't be able to take all these types of things. You know, somebody gives you some crackers by the kiddush. You have a package of crackers, and they get you the other side of the table, throw them the package of crackers. Is that also going to get to pekalach that they have, that they throw in the chasen? For those, they have sometimes small wafers, other types of things. Nowadays, most people say throw taffy. So now, what's the story? So there is a shtickel diuk in the Gemara. Rashi says by gluskois, I don't know if anyone saw the Achrayim or Shoyl, when the Maamar came, it was Mitzayin et Rashash, Tzlach, Reishua Kemdumani, is they all ask in Rashi. Rashi says gluskois, you're not allowed to throw Saivi Moisa Chama, Saivi Moisa Gisham, Saivi Moisa Gisham, Saivi Moisa Chama, because they're always going to get Mos. In fact, the Achrayim, gluskois is a bread product. Bread products, even if it's not going to get Mos. So there are those who want to say that Gulus Goyis means Pas Babakisnin. Pas Babakisnin doesn't have Taka the same halacha. Gulus Goyis is not referring Shem Yim to Gulus Goyofe. Gulus Goyofe is when he Pesach he found a Gishmak a roll or he found the Gishmak a Ragala. So Gulus Goyofe is Pas Babakisnin. And therefore Rashi says Dafka is going to become Moyes. It wouldn't have that halacha. Rabbi Yashav brings down such a tzad in Shuri Rabbi Yashav on Brachas. He Lamaisa was Machmer for it. And he says you shouldn't throw wafers and other things in Pekalach, that's a problem. The Shevet HaKasi, he's Malam and Schos, he brings down a bunch of Tzadim to be out there. First of all, that a lot of times those are Pachs Mikazayis, that wouldn't help you for it to throw a package of wafers and a package of crackers. But in a Pekalach, it's Pachs Mikazayis, and it's wrapped up, and it's wrapped up. What do you think? Yet another Tzad, I think. It's together with other things. There's another tzad. It's together with other things. Maybe that makes it, it's not considered a bizarin. It's really, it's one of a bunch of things. You don't see it as you're throwing pasta baba kisna. And therefore, it wouldn't be a problem. He says, Amachmer tavel abrocho. I think in most places that Pekalach, they taka don't, nowadays they don't throw wafers. Lav dafka because it's pasta baba kisna. But if it's wrapped up already, then there are tzad maybe to be makers. I saw people at Amachmer still. The shaila is whether or not it looks like a bizarin. It looks like you're being bathed by Tevel Shalak HaKadosh Baruch Hu or not. That's really... We'll get to that in a minute. Someone wanted to ask?
Why would wrapping help?
Why would wrapping help?
Yeah, you're not good, but no problem. Wrapping helps. It looks different.
It's not...
If
you're only saying that pastas, even if it's not nimas, then it should be the same thing. Or do you say that? No, you don't look at it as the bread itself. It's wrapped up. It's in a package. Would be in a box. Would it be different? If a box of matzahs. It's more, it's not, we don't look at it as the food itself, that you're being mevaz of the food itself. We don't really see it as being mevaz of the food itself. It really comes up where, to clarify this nekuda. There are people, what's the story with throwing bread or challah, pieces, you slice up the challah, and then you throw it out by people, especially at the other end of the table. Some people do a pedafka, some of the people on the other end of the table, so you flip it to the other end of the table. Is that a problem? Is that not a problem? The truth is that Lachur, according to this halacha, it should be a problem. Not only that, Mishabur himself says it. Mishabur himself says in Simakuf Samach Zayin, Sif Katan Mem Ches, Kim Domani. He says that not only is it a problem of throwing bread, but it's also a problem that it's a Prusa Samaiti. Since it's a Prusa Samaiti, so therefore, no, you're supposed to put it down before them. You're not supposed to throw it. Peches. Sorry? Then Peches. Aval Yizrik Chatichas Amoitzi Al Shulchan Fnei Archim. Exactly what we're discussing. Don't throw the piece of bread down. He's going on that halacha of not passing it hand to hand. And he's saying that still, you're supposed to put it down in front of them and put it in a basket, pass it around. But don't throw it in front of them. Afilum Leinimus Amaychal Yidei Azriko. Kimoishis Barbasim Kofayin Al. Va'ayit Kimen Shifusas Amaytzi Havi Bizoyin Mitzvah. He understands. Havi Bizoyin Mitzvah. Now, Lamaisa, there are people that aren't like to throw it. Is that just Kenegi the Shulchan Aruch? Or is there some Limitzchos? So, B'chaim Tanzer over here, Sif Katan Aleph, in his Agoyis and Shulchan Aruch, he says that Revi Shem Lamaisa don't go like Rashi, and don't go like Tesis and Narash. The Rif and the Rambam don't bring down this halacha. They're not allowed to throw a pasim in Mitzvah Minimus. And the Rajba says Dafka is a minimus. And that's how Rashi goes, right? The Beis Yosef brought down that Rashi is mashma like the Rajba. The Dafka, in the case where it's nimus, by Gulus Goyis. He understood Gulus Goyis is regular pas. And he said, nevertheless, that Dafka, if it's Mois, he says, Rebbe Rishenim Lechara, don't hold it as Chiddush of Taisweis. It's a din derabanan. And therefore, we go to Kula. The fact that he's a Kemat Hashit Nasi Yachet. Therefore, Batsim Yavat to be saying Machon. The service of Tshuva, he brings down from Ksav Sefer, his father, he says he had Shmer, that his father was noig to throw the pieces of bread, and he just said, where did this connect to Shulchan Aruch? Where did it come from? He says, till he had a pshat, came up with a pshat. He says, that Lamais no Shulchan Ishladon is like a mizbech, and the food is like the Avery HaKarbon, and the mitzvah by the Avery HaKarbon is to throw them, to reserve them agave mizbech. Din Zrika, Din Zrika is the mitzvah Zrika to throw on the agave mizbech. So he says, Mamela, the food is also Mitzvah, yeah, even pas. Chiddush is even pas. Even pas, maybe that's the ikker food of a person, maybe that's considered the ikker carbon. And therefore, dafka to throw. So, is there what to be saying? There's what to be saying. But the Maisa, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishmaru going out that way. You could tell us theoretically that over here it's not a bizarin of bayit b'tavos shalgan shbrochu. You're not chucking the food across the table. It's not like you picked up a loaf of bread. The Gemara talks about a story there. Yehuda went out to the shuk, and he saw two people passing a loaf of bread back and forth. He says, "What's going on over here? They're being mivaz of the bread. There's so much shefa ba'olam. That's what's going on over here." Right away, a famine happened. That's what the Gemara says, because of the Tower of Yehuda. What he saw. That's the bizarre. You're taking it. You're chucking a loaf of bread across the street. That's of course. That's what do you think this is? Hail Mary. You throw it across like it's a football. However, if all you're doing is just you're taking a little piece of bread and you're throwing it to the other side of the table, ish line, whether or not that's considered bayit b'tayvos or shalakadosh bro, whether that's considered bizarin oichlin, that's considered ish line. If it has lemaisa mishbura, why not that way? Mishbura says not to do it. Therefore, if you don't have minik to do it, better not to do it. Zeish din shochan aruch mishbura lachar. However, those that do it, yesh amil yismeich. So now, when it's wrapped up, you could also yesh lion whether or not this also has the boyd b'teivos or shalgadish baruch hu. Most paiskim did say that even though it's wrapped up, it's going to be a problem. Mishnah Berurah brings down another halach over here, another two inyanim that are brought down. The Gemara in Tainus once again, he says, I'm sorry. The first halacha is that before he brings down the Gemara in Tainus, he brings down the Gemara in Irvin that says that if you have bread or food, actually it does not say bread. It says if there's food on the floor, then you have to kshroya oichlin munachan ala aretz asur leilach la'anicham ala tzarech la'igbiyam and lo yibim makam nigin lemechus lekshafim gen kikar shalom. That means if you see bread on the floor, you have to pick it up. Now anybody that's mekayim this will be very busy most of his life. He uses bisli and pretzels and all types of things all over the floor wherever you go. There's all types of, especially outside, especially wherever kids were, wherever by a kiddush, there's food all over the floor, sweep it up, etc. To pass by, you know how to be asur la'avar ala oichlin, you know that. So, anything which is less than a gezayis, the chur is not a problem. That's what I heard from Berkowitz as well. Anything less than a gezayis doesn't have a shame. Eichlin, even by bread, wouldn't be a problem. However, if it's more than a gezayis, that means bisli and pretzels and these things, each one is less than a gezayis, not a problem. It's only when you have a big piece on the floor, then in a chanavi, then you're getting to a shadow. Now, there's a story that Yitzhak Zilberstein. Sorry. One at a time? The chur, we're not going to be math work for that also. What then? Oh, so there were people that say that you should do that. You can make challah less than a kazayas, and then you know, the kuli alma would be okay. Because less than a kazayas and a chanami wouldn't be a problem. Certainly, kim demani. What? For the people that are nice to throw the bread, so he says if you have less than a kazayas, then it's less than a, then cut to smaller pieces. So now, he says, yesh lan, whether you do that by Shabbos. By Shabbos, the chorir l'chatchil, you're supposed to cut a bigger piece. It's supposed to last you the whole suda, certainly. But also, how much is a kazayas already? So when it dice up the piece of challah and give it out to your friend, your archim like that, I'm not sure that they're going to come back afterwards. So it's supposed to be the reason why you give to the Baal HaBas to be boitzea is because he's boitzea by Ainyofa. That's the Ainyofa of the Baal HaBas. So maybe that's not kedai. The Maisa is a story that Yitzhak Zilberstein tells in a bunch of different places. He said that he was once walking with Yashiv and they passed by a piece of bread that was on the floor and Yashiv totally ignored it. He said, "Whoa, what's the deal? How come you just passed by that piece of bread and you didn't pick it up?" And Asher said, any bread that's on the floor, that even a ani who's hungry is not going to eat, doesn't have a shem oichel anymore, you don't have to worry about it. Now that's a nice limud chus for a lot of different things. Anything which is not going to be eaten by anybody on the floor, then you don't have to worry about it. Now there's sandwiches and other types of things, it depends. If it's in a bag, then it's hard to say that it's not going to be eaten by an ani who's hungry. Because maneinu, are we going to practically have anybody that's picking up food from the floor and eating it? If it's in a bag, if it's fresh from that day and a person's able to... It's hard to say. What?
It's in a bag, it's on the floor.
If it's in a bag, it's on the floor. Is that considered, if that's not considered on the floor? The problem is that you're being marver on top of it, l'chara, that you're passing by. It's lav dafka that it's a din in the floor, that you're walking over it and you're leaving it there. What a lot of people do is they pick it up, they pass it, they move it to the side, they pick it and they put it on the ledge, do something like that. If it's a sandwich in a bag, then in a chanami l'chariro, one at least such a thing, a person should pick up and move to the side. Then there's another halacha about feeding, giving food, which is fit for human consumption, to animals. It's not so pasha that it's aser. Rav Huna, the Gemara says, Rav Huna held that way. The Michael Adam ain't Michaelin is a However, it's not so pasha that we pass on the gavuna, like Mishnah Berurah says, and Mameli says that Ein macht es a shekel shem tzadim dem ein loydav rachel lahachel ki meichel adam lekuli amam boter vevesh mishum zen regin adam heter lahachel lo ifeis pas. So first of all, if you don't have any other food, then you'll have to feed them that. So Rabbi Eliyahu Lapian, with a picture of feeding the milk to the and the story was Ruchem Kinevsky, that he also gave the milk to the cat. That person came to take the picture and he asked Machila Machulu. Anybody didn't hear it, should hear it. It's an amazing story, fascinating. But these, how are you allowed to give milk to an animal? And this gedolim are giving milk to it. It's milk which is fit for a human. Maybe it was bad milk. Hard to believe. So, l'chor, if you don't have anything else, you're allowed to. If you don't have anything else, then you're allowed to. It's b'chlal t'shayla whether or not you're possible kivuno. And even not, l'kuli almas mutter, k'lkama you don't have anything else. The meila, that would be mutter. Now, what's that? No, you don't have to. The reason why the story with the Eliyahu Lapian was that they brought in the cat to get rid of the mice inside of the kitchen, and therefore they had a karsa tayv, and therefore he gave. What?
If that's the kind of master struggle, then if I'm just walking by an animal, I'll have a chocolate bar in my pocket, and I won't kill it. But say, like, if he's heard that you can only have food in your house, and this is what you need to feed an animal, you just tell him how to go feed a bird.
Oh, so now, what's the story with the mice giving to your birds? If you have your own birds, people give a lot of bread. People give, or should you give, put out on Shabbos here, or should you put it out? Agat Mishabur says, don't put it out on Shabbos, it's not your animal, you're not allowed to feed an animal which is not yours on Shabbos, unless he has no other place to get food from. That's what Mishabur says in Chilgim. However, when you get to, you should put it out before Shabbos. So what do you do putting out before Shabbos? So, can you give them good bread? So, Kimdamani heard from Berkowitz that he says that you should give them only the leftovers. You only give what people don't eat. What people didn't eat. It's leftovers, it's the ends of the bread, whatever it is, the people are not going to eat it, it's going to go to the garbage can, that you give to animals. And that's what a lot of places say, that anything which is already the shirayim of a person, which people aren't going to eat at the end of the day, then there's no reason to throw it in the garbage can. You're allowed to give it to animals. Even though we did see that it's maybe better to throw in the garbage than to give to animal, that's something which was fit for a human consumption. But this has already got to the point that if people aren't going to eat it, then it's not a problem. But Mela, what I've seen, I saw this in, I think it was in Yisodot, and I was sitting there, I think it was Friday afternoon, and people came, they drive up to the refet, to where all the cows are, barnyard, and they take all the leftover bread from the entire week and dump it down in front of the cows, and in 10 minutes it's all gone, they eat it all up. Now, is that what does that also? You're taking a lot of bread and giving it to them. So, this is not a mezunah yisayim aleim either. It's not their cows that they're mechuyev to feed. You could give them hay, but the chura, since no one's going to eat it, it's leftover bread from a week, and no one's going to eat this bread, the memelo, it should not be, it's not a problem to feed it to the animals. What's that? What about tashlich with bread? Then it could be that you shouldn't be feeding animals on Shabbos as well. Is it a water? Is it other questions? But now, what's that? After Shana. The crumbs is not a problem. Chura less than a kazayas. So what do they give to, maybe if you break it up for the birds also. Therefore, if you go into the zoo, some people like feeding the animals in the zoo with their sandwiches that they have. See if ostriches like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. It's better to use the food that they have in the zoo than to give them your own. They have these things, you put in a shekel or put in a quarter, whatever it is in America, and you turn the thing and get out some pellets that are not fit for human consumption. And that's, first of all, what's much better for the animals to eat. It's not good to feed them peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and definitely not Bisley or Taffy's, which is maybe standard procedure sometimes. It's not. I don't know if it has considered human food for human consumption either. That's not concise. Of course, not an isser. But if you're giving a sandwich or a kadema, something like that, it's better not to do that. You should not, if you have food which is meant for the animals, don't give them food which could be used for humans. That's Sif Aleph. Sif Beis. Lo yeshev adam al kupa melei atein v'gregeis, ava yeshev hu al igel shel develo al kupa melei akinyas. You shouldn't sit down on a box of food which is going to get smushed. Anything which is going to get smushed if you sit on it is not kedai to, one should not sit on it. That's a problem with Bizi Eichon. Now there's also a need in here when you get to Svarim. This is Allah which is brought down in Mesechah Sefer when you get to Svarim, it comes in Agav. The Iker Allah has said with regard to Svarim. And the Berhetim, the Shari Tshuva discussed, are you allowed to sit down on a box of svarim? So the Tshuva Sarama says, "Also leishav al teva shel svarim b'seichai imu kavu b'kaisel shari chenor yimisak neses." Shari Tshuva brings down that lechur it's only if it's miyuchid for svarim, but if there's other things inside, then it's not a problem. And therefore, if you have a suitcase and you're sitting in the airport and you want to sit down on it, not a problem. Could be that even a box of svarim, if the box is not miyuchid for svarim, it's not something which, like in a, it's not like in a shul where they have a little small svarim shrank that's not a. You could sit down on top of it. or they have places that you can sit. You put the sarm underneath it, and you can sit on it. Such a thing is also not miyuchad for if it's miyuchad for yeshiva as well, then it's not considered miyuchad for sarm. Sit there. But if the box is, you don't put anything else inside of these shelves, then it could be that one should not sit on it according to this Tshuva Sarma. But anytime that you have sarm inside of a box, other things inside of a, it happens by packing. A lot of times a person is moving and he has boxes of things, and he comes to his new apartment, there's no place to sit because they don't have, the furniture is not there yet. All he has a bunch of boxes. He wants to sit down in a box, and that's sarm inside as well. It's not a problem as long as it's not miyuchud, and certainly if there's other things inside of it, it wouldn't be a problem. The Sif Gimel. Mutter lechol daiso bepas b'mokom kaf u'shichol pas achar kach.
Says the halacha, if you're eating, you're using the bread as a spoon, then the halacha is that it's mutter mikaratin. Medakta can take a bite as well. Now that's the chur only if you're using it as a spoon. If you're using it as a knife to push it onto your, push the food, using the challah sort of as a knife to push it onto your fork, push it onto, you're not using it as a, then you're not eating from the bread itself. You're not eating from the bread itself. I don't know if you have this medaktikin. Yeshlayin, anyhow, you can eat it afterwards, the chara. But I don't know if you have the medaktikin to eat it together with it. You should eat it afterwards, because you're using it as a kaf. But I don't know if you have to eat, take a bite every time. Now, what's the story with bread bowls? Bread bowls, they have these bowls that are made out of bread, and they fill it up with soup by some restaurants or some chasanas. It's a little bit of a harder, crusty bread, and then you fill it up with soup. Do you have to eat the bread afterwards? You're using, you're being mishtamish with the bread bowl, with the bread, as Maisa ate, using it for a different purpose than food purpose, using it instead of a spoon, you're using it as a bowl. Well, the Maisa using it as a bowl, and the halacha is that to use something for a non-food purpose is only mutter if you're going to eat it afterwards. Because if you're not going to eat it afterwards, it'd be moist to the other people. That's the reason why you have to eat it afterwards, Mishnah Berurah says, is you have to use this piece of bread they're using as a spoon, you have to eat it afterwards, because if you don't eat it afterwards, it's going to be moist to everybody else, and therefore it will be a problem with hefter eichlin. So what's the story with this bread bowl? Most people are not eating the bread bowl afterwards. Maybe you take a little bite just because of the gishmak, but most people, it's moist, l'chor, it's full of soup, and it's moist. No, people aren't interested in it. Are you allowed to? Two things, really, we have a question. First of all, are you allowed to make them and serve it? And second of all, are you allowed to eat from it? So now to eat from it, it's already done. Is there any not to do it now? You shouldn't eat from the bowl because you're using the bowl as the Maisa ate, and you're not going to eat it afterwards? The Maisa, no one's planning on eating afterwards. Could be that that's why over here it's even better, because no one's planning. It's not that you doing this is going to make it moist for somebody else. No one's planning on eating this afterwards. All the bread bowls are going into the kitchen and straight into the garbage can. So now they have a different shiloh. Maybe the etzem use of this making such a thing is hefter eichlin. To make a bowl out of bread, which you know that 98.5% of it is going into the garbage can, then yesh l'tzadid, that's the problem of hefter eichlin. That's the problem of unless you want to say that's considered a terech adam and a derech adam la'aseisai. Terech Adam La'aseisai, Yesh Lain, it's not so common. But Terech Adam, also, it's Gishmak, a gimmick, that's what it is, and therefore, it's hard to say so much that it's a Terech Adam. Watermelon's Gishmak, but there's something that, even if it doesn't get eaten, the very fact that it looks nice to everybody, it's something which is Mefar, the, here, what are you gaining by this? Gishmak, it's cute. It looks nicer, it doesn't look nicer. Looks nicer? I don't know if it looks nicer. Somebody that serves it in a restaurant, instead of serving it on china, they serve it in a bread bowl. I don't know if it looks nice. Maybe. It's gishmak. Because it's cute. Cute. It's like taking the squash and carving it out and putting the whatchamacallit on time. So, ish lion, whether or not to do such a thing is considered a terech adam, a derech adam la'aseisai. First of all, it tells ish lion, I didn't have a good achrab when he got to this thing. To me, it's a chiddush that it shouldn't be a problem, though I don't know that it is for sure.
I'm
terrific. So terrific. Then you're okay?
That's not the case. For most of the time, from what I understand. Ich bin nicht bekannt. From what I'm hearing from other people, that...
There's no issue with it. Scooping out the bread itself,
what do you mean the center? Is that how they do it? Or they make it into it's a loaf and they take it out? Yes, that's also, that's the chur, it's it's baltashen. See, that's not considered derech hashchasa. It's not considered derech hashchasa because you're doing it for a purpose. You're just ruining it. Take out the middle. So if there's a reason to do it, then we understand. But here, there's no reason b'etzem to do it. You're just dumb. Yesh line. I'm not sure. Tzeilu meze achro. I would like to know. Tif dalet. This halach lemaisa mechaber paskins like Rashi. Mechaber paskins like Rashi, and the Beis Yosef mitzad that even Rabbeinu Yehuda, which is mashma not that way, he says mitzad that he holds like Rashi as well. Certainly, it's not like the Michtam Hashem the Ravid. The Michtam Hashem the Ravid says that even when the wine goes to waste, it's not a problem. The Maisa Mechaber Pasim is not that way. Even for Simchas Chasam Makala, it should not go to waste. If it's going to go to waste, then it's a problem. Vizir Eichlin, even for Simchas Chasam Makala. The Bach went not this way. The Bach says anything which is for Simchas Chasam Makala, anything which is for Choiva, Derech Mitzvah, Choiva, or Kedusha, is not a problem with Vizir Eichlin, or Hefzer Eichlin. Mamila, according to the Bach, to juggle eggs that are hard-boiled eggs, and it makes the Chasam Kala happy, and you chuck it at the end, and it gets ruined. Not a problem. However, according to the Mechaber, the Mashmoy says, one shouldn't do that. Even when you're doing something with Simchas Chasam Kala, if it's going to get ruined, if the food is going to get ruined at the end of the day, then you shouldn't do that. I didn't know that when I was 11th grade. But the Chara, to chuck the egg at the end. That was the story with me. So if the egg stays intact, then it's okay. The shell is that that's the case. It was a hard-boiled egg. That was the whole chiddush. That was the whole geshmak of it. It wasn't that they thought that it wasn't. It really was. So theoretically, you probably could eat the hard-boiled egg afterwards in a hanami. That's really what the Mishnah Berurah says in the next. That when you throw something, even in a place where it's not moist, you have to make sure to be mechabed it, and you should be able to use it. You should sweep it up. You should be able to use it at the end of the day. Now, according to this, according to the Ravid, according to the Bach, Tainus Haravid is the Chor not a problem at all. That means Tainus Haravid is, for anybody that doesn't know, is to always leave over a little bit at the end of your plate. That means even though you're still hungry and you want to have it, you leave over a little bit. The Chavar Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not the Chavar Kadosh Baruch Hu just, it's also the Chavar yourself. That it's a way to work on Taivus. It's a way to work on Taivus. That even what's mutter for you and even if it's not a problem, you leave over, then certainly you're not going to get to Varam Asurim. That's what's called Tainus Haravid. It comes from the Haravid who was the initiator of such a Indian. That's even, he says it's a bigger Indian than fasting, it's by every time that you eat, a little bit. Now it doesn't mean to take extra food that you know you're not going to eat and then leave it over. That's not what it means. It means that by essence you feel you took as much as you'd want to eat, and you leave over a little bit. It doesn't have to be a lot. There's a little bit that you're leaving over. So for sure, according to the Bach, that's for Tzerech Kedusha, that's not a problem to leave it over. Not only that, even Lachar according to the Mechaber, that's not a problem. That's because you're not doing anything to Mevaze. You're not being Mamshechan, it's your nervous. You're just not using it. It's Beshev Al Tasa, and therefore it's not a problem. However, there's another way to Mekarim Tainus Haravid. And that is, if you wanted to take a heaping spoonful of rice, or whatever it is, onto your plate, take a little bit less. That way, Lechatchila, you're taking less onto your plate instead of having to use it to go to the garbage can. And that's not a problem. Sif, hey. Hazorkin chitan lefnei hachatanim, tzorach lezor shalei ziku elev mochum noki, v'gam michav dresom esham kedei shalei idrisu aleim. If you are throwing stuff in front of a chasam akala, you have to make sure it's not going to get ruined at the end of the day. Now, it's a chiddush over here that we're even talking about chitim. We shouldn't discuss this. It's not roi. It's not roi to be eaten. It's not edible as is. We're talking about the pieces of grain as they are without the kernels not made into food. And nevertheless, it's a problem. That means that lechora rice, even if it's raw, yesh la'ayin, whether or not you should be use it for, they have all types of things that kids do. They take rice, and they take beans and all types of things, and they glue it to pieces of paper, and they make all types of things there. They put a rice inside of a balloon, and they make a grogger, this type of thing. So, anything which is tzarech adam, adarech adam la'asaysay, lechora is mutter, kokama, that's considered, that's what people do, then that would be okay. Now, according to this, that even when it's raw, it's a problem. Yesh lion, what's the story of slipping a pizza in there?
take the dough, whoa, and you flip it in the air, and that's done. So now, even though it's not going to become moist, but it's pas. So now, it's is it the derech? The truth is that nowadays they have machines, you stick it in, rolls it out, stick it in again, and flattens it out. That's how they have nowadays. L'chor zikr, that's the way that it used to be. But now, to have the chashivas of pas, that it should be usher to throw it, even if it's not become moist, it's not baked yet. Zikr doesn't have the chashivas of pas. And also, it's a terech for making the pas. It's a terech. This is the oifen. It's hard to say it's bizoin if this is the way that people do it, they should be able to make it properly. Do you have to do it? I don't know if you have to do it. Do you have to flip the stuff in the pan when you're, whatever it is that you're making, your omelet or whatever it is that you're making? You don't have to. But if that's the way that people do it, if you're only doing it for geschmack, then it could be the half the time it is. Then, some people say that if you have the ability to use for, you're taking out the beans, take the beans that have the holes inside that are buggy or whatever it is, then for sure you don't have a problem. That is Simin Kufayin Al, Kufayin Beis. Shok Vech Nismashkin Reichlin, the Pibble Bracha. What's the halacha? It's kedai to know these halachas because it's pretty common that it happens. It shouldn't be so common, but unfortunately it is. It does happen, and then it's very hard to ask a question when you have food in your mouth. And hey, you can look it up, but you don't really have so much time to play with. Therefore, just to know the halachas, be mitzaken the halachas. The halacha is menigeh to mashkin. If it's inside of your mouth, you put it inside your mouth, and you do not make a bracha. Says the way that the Mishnah Berurah and the Beir Halacha come out is that if you do not have any more to drink and you need this liquid which is in your mouth, then you could swallow it without a bracha, and you don't make a bracha afterwards. However, if you do have other liquids to drink, or if you're not dachuk for them, you don't need them so much, then it's better to spit it out and not to be nene without a bracha. Now, in a case where you put it inside of your mouth and you're going to swallow, then and you're without a bracha, the halacha is, the Mechaber says that you should be mevarach, the Ramah says yeshem mevarach aleihem, because since you remembered while it was in your mouth, then it's still considered a little bit overlasty, also like the Rosh says. L'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah says not the way. That's why we're placing the Rishayna Shein Mevarach. You're not Mevarach L'maisa. However, the Derech HaChaim, the Nesivah says that once you Mevarach Behir, because V'shasat Chakir Kedivar Dami, it could be that the Rama holds that way, B'chlal. So therefore, one should be Mevarach Behir in such a case. What's that?
Before he swallows.
Before he swallows. If he's not going to have an oifen to make a brach afterwards, there's no more left, and he's swallowing, then he should be Mevarach Behir. Same thing when he gets to Eichel, that's moist in his mouth, that he's, we'll get to that in a second. That's with regard to drinks. With regard to food, the halacha is that if it's not moist, you should spit it out. However, if it's moist, and Shlomo Zalman says similarly, if you're too embarrassed to split it out, Kavod Abrius, too embarrassed to split it out, then there's other people there, you're in the public, your Rebbe's there, whatever, that was one of the questions, then you don't have to spill it out, you can be Mesalek L'Tzarecha and be Mevarech, because it's an Indian, it's a Hidr of Yimal Pita L'Tzecha, and welcome Kavod Abrius, and welcome Hefzer Eichlin, they were not Makbid on that, and therefore, right, the Mishnah Berurah does not bring down over here that if you're not Tochen G'Eichlin, then you should spit it out. If it's going to be moist, he didn't give such an option. Since the only issue you could make a bracha within in your mouth, there's only an issue of Himalai Pita L'Secha. Himalai Pita L'Secha is a Hidda L'Chatchila B'Di'eved. We're not makbid on it. So therefore, you put the food in your mouth, and you remember you did not make a bracha. If you could just take it out and make a bracha, and it's fine and dandy, that's what you should do. However, if you started chewing, or there's other people there, it's ready moist, and once you take it out, you're not going to put it back in, move it to the side of your mouth, and then make a bracha, and then swallow. Then you don't have to. Then you also have the bizayin eichlin. If you have other drinks, then since you have other drinks and you can make a bracha afterwards, then you can do that. The chatzchil is supposed to. You don't have to lechera also, since you're going to make a bracha afterwards, and it could be that it works also for the path. Then lechera, you're not mechuyev to do that. There, it's also an issur of a bracha. I don't know if they have to do that, but Mokim Bizirichman. The whole din of the Ravid is only din lechatchila. He says lechatchila, the Bir Halacha says that it's only im yesh leir demash kunish leis yifle v'lenu v'racho. But he says rak lechatchila nochon lochish ledas haRavid. Shuva b'Rashba, to spit it out. If you have more, to spit it out. Shari skiru lois, shari shen lois skiru d'varv. Okay, now make up a zayin l'mcheis b'yodah. to swallow without spitting it out, ain them chiz biyadayin. It's like a tchila to spit it out, if you have. Now this din of Yimala Pita Zachas is just kedai to keep in mind. And that is that the din of Yimala Pita Zachas is din lechatchila. And therefore, lechatchila, one should, very often happens, a person puts something into his mouth and he starts eating, and then he very often happens, the person starts eating something, let's say it's cookies which are dry or something, he starts eating, put it in his mouth, and then he needs something to get it down, especially in the morning, a person takes cookies and coffee, right, or a muffin and coffee, something that's dry, and he wants the coffee to wash it down. It's better to swallow what you have in your mouth before you make the bracha shakol, because al tzedini yimali pita l'zecho. It means you shouldn't have food l'chatchila, you're not supposed to make a bracha if your mouth is full of food. What? According to that Mishnah Berurah, that's hard to say that bizmanenu that it's mamish tafel to the cookies, coffee is tafel to the cookies. Maybe it's better. Maybe like the Mishnah Berurah says in that case to make a shayako beforehand, then you shouldn't get out of the issue. That shouldn't be tafel. But to make the bracha with the cookies in your mouth, that's not like a tchila. I remember after Rishon was nifter, one of his gabayim was speaking, was being maspid, and one of the things that he said over was that he was very makpid. He actually wrote a sefer malach pitel tzachol. He's very makbe that after he ate, he would take a mamish like a full minute to clean his mouth, make sure that there's no food in his mouth still. His mouth should be open when it should be empty when he's making a bracha. Yesh la'ayin, when you want to be yaitu with Shemei Karina. Can you be yaitu with somebody else's bracha if you have food in your mouth? You made him a zaynus, you don't want to be yaitu with his shackle. You're not sure if your coffee needs a bracha or not. Is that a problem or not? So, Betim, we find that there are halachas benegiah to it. The halacha is that a person shouldn't be sheichet if he's arum because he can't make a bracha. How bad one person is going to be mevarach, and then the sheichet is going to be yotze, and he's arum. Is that a problem? So also says you shouldn't do it al shemei koyinim. Kibbutz, if you're being mevarach, you say the same thing over here, or no, that's not. No, you might be the zechak. The mice, you're not talking. If you're arum, the seder. But if you're not talking, maybe doesn't have the same halacha. I'm not sure. But in that case. Now, what's the story if a person finishes eating and then he remembers that he did not make a bracha? In such a case, the halacha is you do not make any bracha. However, the Mishnah Berurah says in Simin Kuf Samach Zayin that if a person ate and he finished eating, Shachach va'achav leibirach ha'maitzi imnizker b'seich hasudim avarech from the nizker at shagomer sudal say ain avarech. The halacha is if he finished eating, you're not mevarech. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that imnizam. I'm sorry. He says that if you have more food, he says, however, if you have the yecholus to eat a little bit more, it's kedai to wash again. I don't know if you have to wash. You should make another hamaitzi and have a little more bread. Why is that? The Sharatim says, the reason is to be yotze the shittas of the Ravid. The Ravid holds, even after you swallow and you have no other food, you should make a mitzi like we saw now in Kufayin Aleph. Meila, if a person finishes and he did not make a bracha, if he could, he's not kotz boichel, it's kedai to make a new bracha and have a little bit more, because according to the Ravid, it'll be mitzi you on that which you had beforehand.
Doesn't the Ravid hold that because you remember while throwing up?
That's what the Rush says, but that's the Ravid. But the Rajba holds not that way. The Rajba understood not the way. The truth is that if you look at that Sharatin over there, he quotes it. They quote it on the bottom. I don't know if that. The Rush learned the Ravid that way. The Rajba understood not the way. The Rajba understood that lechera, even if you finish the gansen and you don't remember, mashmois is that it's like tefillah. That's tefillah. That means the Gemara was madamet to Gemara is machalik afterwards. But that even when you finish the gansen, you can make a. He was matmiya. Where did you get it from? Lechera, the Gemara was maschen. That is Simen Kuf Ayin Beis. Kuf Pei Gimel. Last halachis for this man. Beis Hashem is bar. The halachis of Kois. Echid is Kinari B'Kois Shabir Hatham Ozen. Kois Shabir Hatham Ozen Tari Yana Dachami B'Fnim Shidim B'Chut V'Munoki Mim B'Shir HaKois Is Ein Atzarach. The halachis is supposed to wash it out. Now, if it's clean, then it's not a problem.
Certainly, there's still an inyan to do it if it was used, even though it's clean. But if it wasn't used, you took it out of the counter, you took it out of the cabinet, then we don't see any inyan b'chlal to wash it out. Nevertheless, al pi the Zohar HaKadosh, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down, as does the Kaf HaChaim, there is an inyan always to do shtifa v'adacha. To be kind of inyan shtifa v'adacha, that means even when you take it out of the cabinet and it's clean, and you washed it last week before you put it in, nevertheless, there's inyan to do shtifa v'adacha, and there are those certainly that are nagged that way.
Even like an hour before Shabbos?
What's that?
Even like if you take out your kais an hour before Shabbos, or like right before?
Right before they do the bracha. That's, yeah. In Domani, that's what they, people do. Sif beit hiten ayar in the sech echai ad shemigil lebrich az aretz v'oz moizge ledir shevach aretz v'yishem medim ayayin enu chozek enu tarach lemoizge v'chein nargim elu medir aratzeit. The Ramah says l'maisa, even though this din mezigo, however our wines are shvacha wines, they're not so stark, they don't need mezigo, and therefore v'medinu seinu we're not noeg to do this. However, the Beis Yisrael brought down that alpi kabbalah there is an inyan always to be moizig. Mayim is chesed and yayin is other din, maybe therefore he's supposed to be moizig the mayim into the yayin. Therefore, there's always an inyan to be meizig, and there are certainly those that are naive to do that. They add usually a few drops. Not every does people add dafka by birchas aretz, which the Aruch HaShulchan says even birchas aretz we do by birchas aretz to show why we do birchas aretz to show the inyan of the shevach aretz is shown. But even though we're in chutz aretz and drinking wine, we're in chutz aretz. However, people do add in. I think three drops. People add in two drops, three drops. That they should be yaitze the inyan of mezigo. More than that is also b'chol getting into a shayla that you're going to be mafkia the bracha from certain wines and certain grape juices. If they're already watered down, diluted to the hilt, then a little bit more is going to knock it over. Therefore, if a person filled up his cup and it's still a third of the way to the top, which is not full, it's not kedai to fill it up with water. It's kedai to fill it up with some other type of wine if you could. If you don't have the echelis to do that, then the Mishnah Berurah says something fascinating, and I don't know how this stems with everything that we just said for the past 40 minutes. The Mishnah Berurah says, then the kuppei beis. Kuppei beis, we did not see this. Im ene pogum, if the kreis is not pogum, rak, this is in sif cotton lamed beis, kuppei beis, sif cotton lamed beis. All the way at the end, last sif cotton. Ve'im ene pogum, rak she ene mole, if the kreis is not pogum, it's just not full. You pour your wine, and it only goes up two thirds of the way, and it's supposed to be mole. What are you supposed to do? You already have a shirivis in the kreis, it's not filled at the top. L'kuli alma mahani hamilui afilu al yedei pas. The halacha is you let it stuff up the bottom with bread so that it should raise the level of the wine. But that b'chaticha achas, only with one piece of bread. The bahar be'yesh b'mishum mius dakriveyon ala pechasechon. It's going to be more than that. It's more to make he's not talking about the fact that the bread is going to get ruined. So how can you use such a case of wine that is full of bread? And not only that, and we just saw now that's what Shtiva Adach is, to get out of the Puri Pas. Comes along, Mishnah Berurah tells you that the way to be Mamala the wine is to take a piece of bread and stuff it inside. That's not moist. Kinnir, it's not. You could eat the bread afterwards. I don't know what he's going to do. He's going to wash again afterwards by benching. What? It's a Tzurich. You have to say it's a Tzurich Adam and Erech Adam La'asaisi. After mitzvah, we already saw the tzurich mitzvah is not going to be mutter. You have to say maybe it's a tzurich adam and derech adam laseitzei, and therefore it's mutter to do it. Now bizmanenu, we have other things like cherry tomatoes and grapes, which maybe they float to the top. But such a thing like that, b'etzim you put ice cube. They talk about also ice cube if too much is going to melt, and you're also going to get into the same issue. That's too much water. But you can put it. There's a lot of things that you can put into the bottom. Then Lego, bemis. You could use maybe you want to wrap it up. But you can put Lego in also. Yeah, anything which is going to go into the rental. That to me, you don't have to. It doesn't have to be food. The good is that you have a review, it just doesn't go to the top. Whatever you want to put into the bottom, it's not a problem. That's not a problem. The fifth gimel. The halacha is the mechaber says tzarach shlatzach or kois shalim. The kois should be a kois shalim, and the group shouldn't be shalver. Like pogum is fasai. Mishnah Berurah talks about all the different cases. Now, what's the story with using chad pa'ami? Can you use a disposable cup or not? So. The place I'm talking about it, is that a problem? The Ramosh has a tshuva about it in Yerodei Chelegim Lutzim Olam Ates, and he don't answer Kos Chad Pa'ami because it doesn't have a cheshivas of a kois. But the truth is that he was talking about a paper cup over there. Now a paper cup, that gets ruined after one or two times. If you put liquid inside, you can't really use it. Now a styrofoam, not a styrofoam cup, a paper cup. It's not like a plastic cup. Now a plastic cup is different. Plastic cup you could use 1,000 times. Bet them. You could use it 1,000 times without getting ruined. And you want to know, do people do that? No, that's the whole Chiddush then in 2021, 22, whatever it was, and we're already, it's already 50 years ago that they have these plastic cups. But the chef is so great that you can have the Yechidus to have a cup, which you don't feel bad throwing out because it costs so little, and then it's not a problem. What? We use the cups again, right? 2022, we reuse the cups because now that the price went up. What? They wash it out. Then I haven't noticed, but I do see that people put their plastic cups inside the sinks because they wash it out afterwards. No, but at the percussion, putting it in your wagon. Travel.
Some people too.
Now, Lechura, if one is a problem, then two is not going to help you. That's what the price can say. Lechura, it's not more chashiv. It's a little bit stronger, but it's not that the cup itself isn't more chashiv. So therefore, the Shara Bracha, I saw somebody that said that Lechura is not temua. Where did they get it from, such a thing? But that's minigarim. I'm not a chazagim. But even Ramesh says, b'shas l'chak, if you don't have another cup, then you could use a chaz pami. And Shlomo Zalman says also that you could, b'shas l'chak, if you don't have anything else. Certainly, the cups that they make nowadays, the hard, the ones that look silver-colored, the silver-colored hard plastic that come in 10 in a package for 10 shekel, it's also disposable. It's a chaz pami. The purpose is that it should look nice. And it's very strong. You can use it for years. It's a hard plastic. But certainly, that's not a problem. And that's what I hear from Berkowitz as well. That's certainly l'chachila, even such a thing. No, if you have a koyt, if you have a becher that's made out of silver, for sure. But if the situation is that you have to take something along with you and you're not taking this, that's a lichas chila. Now, plastic cup, if you don't have anything else, you could use a plastic cup.
Is there anything to use the plastic bechers that look nicer, or is it what's using plastic?
I would think so, because it's more of a koyt that's her.
Koyt
shel bracha. What's that? You could use a bowl. I don't think that the nekuda is not that it. No, yeah, kisu kelim. The Mishnah Berurah says they could use kisu kelim. It's not a problem. That's not the nekuda. The nekuda is not so much that it's a cup. It's not a cup. The nekuda is that it's a kli as opposed to non kli. It's not considered a kli. Something which you throw out, it doesn't have a shame kli. Something which the derech is that you use it once and it goes in the garbage can, or it can't be reused possibly. It comes up very much when you get to muktzah on Shabbos. When you get to something which is not, doesn't have the echidus to be used more than one time, doesn't have a shame kli. He was talking about the paper. Paper doesn't have the acrylics. That's why plastic is much better. Plastic certainly is much better than paper, and therefore, B'shat al-Kak certainly one would be able to use plastic that doesn't have anything else. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here, what's with hand and jackets, binagia to benching? Do you wear a hand and jacket? So he says, Nichlal in Ituf is Yesh Nehagin Kosav Hamogan Avram B'shem Abach Yori Shamayim Le'ivarach B'mitznefes Rakiyosim HaKoyv Al-Reshe. A Yori Shamayim shouldn't use just wear his yarmulke. He should also put a hat on his head. V'yeshnoigin gamkin lisata b'vegin elyon. The chol ze bechal ituf and never be gemari to kais bracha. And also to put on another a jacket or cover, some sort of bekesh, some sort of tishbek. I don't know, something on top. Another b'vegin elyon. They should be mevarich with something else as well. B'vegin elyon. Now this is not mikra din. Mikra din we paskin that there's asara dvarim nemer kais bracha. We only paskin four of them. Shtifo, hadocha, chai, mole. Those are the four that we paskin. Nevertheless, the Bach says, Yorish Shemayim should do, they bring down, there's an Indian to be Mahadur in all of them. There's the Bach brings down, there's an Indian, if you're being Kresha Bracha, to wear a yarmulke, to wear a hat and a jacket. Now, this is talking about Kresha Bracha. It's not talking about where you're benching without a Kresha Bracha. It's all an Indian Kresha Bracha. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah and says, V'chi nogu kayim b'Yisrael b'yis b'yichas amazin, sh'misim ha'kev al reshen, afiluk shu mevarech b'yachad l'ikayis. Comes along Mishnah Berurah and he says, a trud weiter, a little bit, another step further. And he says, not only when you have a Kesher Bracha, even when you don't have a Kesher Bracha, even when you don't have a Kesher Bracha, there's an Indian, that's Beth Zimon without a Kesher, Zachar also, you don't have a Kesher Bracha. It's not any more of a, the, if you mention Shem Hashem, maybe, that's, but comes along Mishnah Berurah and says another Chiddush, and he says that even though there's no Kesher Bracha, there's still an Indian to put your hat on top of your head. What's this Indian? Is this an Indian as kavod hashchina? Is this an Indian as the kavod of the bracha? So now, what's the difference? If the Indian is as kavod hashchina, that yori malka, that's what a yarmulke is, yori malka. You have something on top of your head, that's the Indian of ituf, of nei kavod hashchina, like we saw in the Teretz Kenim, says that that's the Indian in Eretz Yisrael. I'm not going to remember it down. The Afghan Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Laaretz, what's the difference in Eretz Yisrael? Mokam hashchina. Therefore, there's an Indian to cover your head. It's not specifically of the covet of the bracha. If the Indian needs to cover your head, then it makes a lot of sense to wear a hat and not to wear a jacket, which is some people do. They wear a hand without a jacket. Whereas the Indian is out the cover of the bracha, bizmanenu, it's not so mikubal to walk around with a hat without a jacket. And therefore, l'chair, it's if a person had a choice to do one of the two, he has a choice to do both, and he has them both ready available. However, if he doesn't have a choice to do, well, it's either the hat or it's a jacket, then l'chair, the jacket is more covered than the hat. For the way that a person wouldn't be aiming lifnei gedolim, he said, when they go to the tefillah, he's supposed to daven and rife, and they would be aiming lifnei gedolim. Anoshim chashuvim, the Mishnah Berurah says, kokama, that a person wouldn't go around like that, then yesh la'ayin, whether or not that's considered covered. However, from the Zohar, as the Indian of a person shouldn't be barach b'reish megula, and megula is lavdavka megula, means without a hat. For those that learn that way, and some people chassidim are makbid always to put something on top of their head, always another covering on top of their yarmulke as well. That's l'chara, as the Indian of kavod shechina, that in echnami there's an Indian to have a hat. Yesh la'ayin, whether or not you should wear a baseball hat. In such a case, if a person wouldn't wear that generally, then yesh la'ayin, whether or not that's a nichlal in another cover. That's as the chashivas. I don't think it's any worse than putting your... But, yeah. Tif Dalit. How do you hold a case? Makabla b'shtei yodav, makishmaskal, avarach netla b'yamin, v'lai yaseyev b'smol, and makbim makafa tefach. Says the Mishnah Berurah from the Shloah Kodesh, al pi kabbalah, nochen shiyamir ha-kais al kaf yiminoi, v'etzboisi yizkufin saviv. The best thing to do is to put the kais on the palm of your hand, and your fingers should be around it. Fingers should be around the kais. Like the Be'er Hitav says, "Besoid ve'etin et hakoyis al kaf pare." Now he says it al pi kabbalah. The Magen Avraham says it's not mukach in the Magen Avraham. Shkoyach. Thank you. He says that, which means like this: it should be on the palm of your hand, and your fingers should be around it, scoofing around it. Zachar, how you should hold it. Now the Magen Avraham says it's not mukach in the Zohar Kadosh. His pshat. The lashon of the Zohar is just to quote it: "Koyis shel bracha." Itzrich lemahave al chomish etzboin v'leyatir. It has to be on the five fingers and not more. The gavno, the shoshana, the yasva chomish olin tekifin dugma the chomish etzboin. Like a rose, which sits on five leaves. Dugma the chomish etzboin. Exactly how that is. Can you hear the Shloah Kodesh understood that way? And he brought up his side. He said dugma of etenesa kreisal kapar, which means that's on the kaf. Now they bring down from the Rizal that the mashmoyis of the Rizal is that it should be mamish on the top of your etzboys. And I have somebody showed me some fascinating pictures yesterday of anashim gedolim. That this is how they bench. They put it mamish on the top, even when there's a stem, they hold it on the bottom. They hold it on the bottom. Anyone to come afterwards, we can do show and tell some of these pictures. He showed me about 10 pictures of different gedolim how they held the case. Ramesha by Chasana with a picture is held it exactly like the Mishnah Berurah says. That's how. Other people hold it different ways. Held it like this. Some people weren't makbin. Ramesha, it's not mavur. It's not ma'akiv. It's not, therefore, it's an Indian. Whichever way you do it is really okay. I think, though, that many people do dafka. They hold it like the Mishnah Berurah says. Pashat the Mishnah Berurah, al-kaf, and put your hands around. How do you do it if there's a stem? Can you stick the stem in between your fingers? Then it's partially on your fingers, partially on your palm. Therefore, some people, they put the stem on the bottom and they put their fingers around. That's they hold it at the base. That's how they do it. Some people, they hold the base on the palm and they put their fingers on the top. Either way, David Kamaravid, either way, it's not ma'akiv. If you have a minute to do one way, then that's certainly how you should do it. Certain people have certain cases that have grace in unim, the way that you hold them. Those people should hold them that way as well. Can you hold your... One of the questions was, I have understood this, a guy, he was an older man, and he got benching by Shavuot Brachos, and he put his fist underneath his arm to hold up the kais, to hold up his arm, which was holding left fist under his right arm, to hold up his... help hold up the kais, which was in his right hand. So, is that a problem or not? So, la'alacha, midina, there's no problem to be misayah. Kokama, that you're not touching the case. You let it put your left hand underneath your right hand, which is holding the case. That's not a problem. Now, this could be even better. Mishnah Berurah says, if you don't need to, it's better not to. Better to be machmir. With this case, you're not even. It doesn't even look like you're being misayah a bit small, because it's not underneath your hand. You're not holding your right hand with your left hand. You're putting it on the table, and you're resting your arm on top of it. I would say, the chur, it's not a problem. Certainly, if it's a... What? It's a makom atzerich, like it's Shabbos, Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh, like the Rishonim say already. You want to make sure it's a tefach. Want to make sure it's a tefach. Good. Yeah, yeah. Now the lacha is that you should be mishagar l'ishtoi. Mishagar l'ishtoi shetishtem imenu. Says the Mishnah Berurah l'adavka ishtoi. It means anybody that's there. Can you be mishagar l'ishtoi at all times of the month? And I don't mean if it's Yud Beis L'chaydish or Chavkas L'chaydish. Is it L'chaydish we know and it's in Kuf Tadiyei. It says when you get there Chokit. You're not supposed to be mishagar l'ishtoi. Is that a problem or not? So the Yavit has a tshuva when you get this Kavcharim is quotes. The Yavit has a tshuva about this. He discusses this. And he says, we have arrived from the Malachim. Ayei sari ishtecho. They asked Avraham Avinu, ayei sari ishtecho. And Rashi says, why were they asking? So, one reason is, hinei ba'oil, to tell you that she's a tenua. The second reason was, l'shagar l'koyishol bracho. To send her to koyishol bracho. She remember that she's there. Be m'shagar l'koyishol bracho. Shaila was, chadal, it was, she was piercing needle. Chazal says she's already pierced the needle, and that's why she didn't bring out the bread, because the bread is metama. How can you send the kesher bracha? By stories, not a problem. Then he was metada that maybe not, maybe he meant to save it till after she becomes tor. Maybe that's what he meant. Then he's metada that pechlal. There's no problem. There's no need to be meshagar kesher bracha if she's tameo. Then the whole reason is that kadeshi misbereches. Vemeal, kokama that she's tameo, it's not shaykh that she can't be right. Therefore, it's not a problem, maybe. Back and forth with the giving rice from the gada, not from the gada. The mashmais is if there's other people drinking from it, then it's not a problem. There's nothing which is miyuchad from it. You're drinking from it. Other people are drinking from it. It's not a problem. Certainly, if you're not to be mishager straight lahedya to her, she should drink from it. Do it in a way which is not an issue. If there's other people that drink from the lachar, it's not a problem. Oh, the question was who is sending the kesher bracha? Who was benching? Balabai is mavarch. He gave it to the Orchim, so they should be, the Orchim, the Arabs, we know that you're not supposed to be the Zaman, but it's good. But if it wasn't, it was only the Goyim were eating. Malachim, he didn't know that they're Malachim. He didn't know that they're. The Orchim's Baruch, they should be Baruch Balabai. Because they should be Vatar now. So they always wanted to send the Kesha Bracha there. That's why you shouldn't be Kesha Bracha. Good? This line? Are you? Okay. Sif. Hey, how does the itu yad, a lefty, how does he hold it? Yesh mishayim mishayim mevarach iter, oichaz akoyiz biminish, who smoke all adam. Agav, klal ben against the Shulchan Aruch, generally when he says yesh mishayim, lav dafka doesn't mean that there's somebody that's chaylik, it just means they didn't find any other rishayim that discuss it. Now, lamaisa, im ushtayz b'shay yadav, then you do it in your right hand. Should you do your left hand? The mashmai says, you should do your left hand. I think the Kafachayim says that you should always do your... The Ben Ishchai says that even a lefty should do it in their right hand, lamaisa. However, Kim Dumane, I saw from Shlomo Zalman that he said that somebody that's being Masada Gedushin or Kedema, and he's in a place where everybody's looking at him, he's Adam Choshev, and it looks weird what he's doing, then he should just put it in his right hand anyhow. That's, certainly it's what? Sheikhul Venesik as well, that's what they discussed. That's Machal Machlakis over there between Machav and Armo. What should you do over there? The Sifvav. Sifvav. You're not supposed to talk once you get the kais to be mevarich. Now, the halacha is that you're not supposed to speak before he makes the brei pri hagafen. Really, it doesn't say anywhere that the mevarichim shouldn't speak until he makes the brei pri hagafen. So some pesukim do bring that down. Certainly, the person that's mevarich al kais shouldn't speak till he makes the brei pri hagafen. Now, this is very common when it comes to shavu brachas. That can be 5 minutes till after he finished eating. Till he actually is mevarich on the kais, one should not. Certainly, the person that was mevarich before he makes the brei pri hagafen, he should not speak. Something to look out for. Now, there's a fascinating chiddush here in this Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says that if a person is being gay to be with somebody else, and he spaces out in the middle, or he starts talking in the middle, what's halacha? The person that is understanding the kolam b'chem gazer rachamim, then the other person starts spacing out. Didn't miss it. What does he do? He goes back to uftuvay hagadol tamilech hasalanu, and he finishes off himself. Reuven is listening to Shimon. Shimon said the first half of the bracha. He really said the entire bracha. But Reuven only heard the first half of the bracha. Go back to the middle of the bracha and be Yetzeh and say the second half of the bracha as well. That means this bracha is Yetzeh, half from Shimon, half from himself. In fact, the Chazanish, we know there's a halacha of Resh we just saw in Simon Kuf Tadihei, Sif Gimel, that if you have three people that know benching, you can split up three brachas into three people. But if you have four people that know benching and each person only knows a half a bracha, you can't split up one bracha into two people. So
There's no din shemei karina by half a bracha. What's going on over here? He really asked him to Kiv Eger. Doesn't ask him to Mishav Brua. Kiv Eger says a similar halacha. That you're allowed to be yotze a woman and a man that are both chayv midar rabbanan. Because the Muslim, the man can be yotze with a woman. Ah, she doesn't need brisa shel sand b'zareinu. Don't worry, you can stick it in yourself. Tell the lady what to oh. And you say al brisa shel sand b'zareinu. I'll tell shemei ratan. And then she kicks in and she continues. In fact, the chazanish. What do you mean? In Persian taste, it's necessary passing halacha because tadei hayes and gimel that you can't be yotze half a bracha. Comes on the stipler and he says, I'll tell you the difference. In the case of Kufta Dehesev Gimel, that means Reuven said half a bracha and he didn't say the second half of the bracha. Shimon said half a bracha and he didn't say the first half of the bracha. Each one only said half a bracha. There's no din Shemei Ka'ina if there's no bracha. Shemei Ka'ina was only said on an entire bracha. But if the first person is saying the entire bracha, you just want to be yotze with half of the bracha, that's not a problem. There's the din of Shemei Ka'ina on a bracha. You have a bracha because he said the entire bracha. You only want to be yotze with half of it, that's not a problem. That's what he says. Says the disciple without smashing the Kiriya. Of Mishnah Berurah.
His second half is only saying
half. Not a problem. I want to be yaitzah Shemei Ka'ina with his bracha. Shemei Ka'ina is the chasaran to be yaitzah with half. Shemei Ka'ina, as long as it's a half of a full bracha, that's not a problem. Sif Zayin. How do we do Zimri Miyameinu? Maybe we should have started. I apologize. Maybe we should have started with the Sif. Kuf Pei Gimel, Sif Zayin. The Indian, how should a person be Mezama Lamaisa? The Maisa Mechaber says you don't have to be yaitzah with anybody else. Everybody benches by himself. Your mezamen, Rabbi Yisrael Nevarech, Yishem Hashem Rechmat Haralom, Rishus Rono Mevasayin, Nevarech Shachanu Mishalayim, Rosh Hashem Shalayit Vecheinu. Then everybody goes off on their own and benches by themselves. The Maisa Mishra Brewer says, the Rama says, that Yisayim Ketas beforehand, to be able to say Amen. The Maisa, the Goyin says, in Kofsati Hei, that's what the Mishra Brewer brings down, is that Me'ikra Adin, you should really be Yaitzi with the entire Berach Zamazin. Really, the Beit Yisrael already says this, but people can't be Mechavin. But the Chol HaPach is the first Bracha, you have to be Yaitzi with him. You can't be Yaitzi with that. At least say Mila B'Milo. At least say Mila B'Milo. To be yaitzeh the first bracha, that would be nice. Everybody would listen intently. The Mishnah Berurah says you could do that. And then kick in from Reid Lecha. L'maisa, nobody does that. As the Aruch HaShulchan says, Ein Zeh Min Hagenu. Mishnah Berurah already says that people are not like that way. B'Mela, what you should do is at least be Mevarech Mila B'Milo together with the Mevarech. That means that you should say it out loud and you say Mila B'Milo. Kinnir, that's also a kiyum of Nevarech. We're all benching together. We're all saying Mila B'Milo together. Then quickly at the end you say Baruch Hashem Zadazakal. And then you're able to answer Amen to him. Do you know anybody that does this? Not so many people. Okay. Says Mishnah Berurah, somebody that doesn't do this, then you should just know. Al kapani mizor loy ma'ima v'lachash bracha rishena dilavach ilav repaiskin lemikrizim and klal. So why does nobody do this? So the Shevet Halevi is Mulamed Zchus, and he says l'maisa because people. Also, if you're going to have to listen and also say the words quietly, then you're going to be mizbalbal and you're not going to be mechavin, and therefore it's better not to do that. The same reason why you're not used to the entire benching with him, and you're not used to the first bracha, you're also not going to be mevarach together with him. The Kaf HaChaim says, the Ashkenazim are same mechad mechaver. And the Mela, that's, you're used with that. You're used with that. This is what to rely on. Lemaisa, there are shitas that seem to say that you're only. The Iker Zimun is the Bracha Befrat Bezmanenu, that the whole benching you're not really being Yotze with him. So it's just the Indian of being Mevarach together, that's something that we didn't really find so much, that you need to be Mevarach together with him. That's a Chiddush of the. It's a Kedei that there should be a Heker, really. It's not Me'iker HaZimun. Iker HaZimun is the Nevarach Shachanam Shalai, Baruch Shachanam Shalai Betrechino. Kimdumani, that from what I heard, the Zilberman, those that are not like the grain, they taka, one person benches, and everybody else Yotze with them. Matev Mani, if you could do that, terrific. If you can't, then Lamais, you should say it aloud, so whoever wants to bench with you should be able to bench with you. I saw from Aviashiv, he was asked if somebody's father came to eat by him, and he knows that he's not going to say it aloud. Should he give him to Mizaman or not? He said, Zimun Zerabonon, Kibirab Zeraiso, certainly give it to him. Sif Ches, according to Chazanish, clear? Sif Ches. There are those that say that it's like tefillah. That means that you should not answer. You shouldn't say many yishmerabi. You shouldn't say kaddish. But Maisa the Chazanish takes issue with that, and he says that kaddish and kedusha you could say. Or Hashem is matmiya. Why should it be? It's more common than kriyashma. Kriyashma is more common than kriyashma. Nevertheless, it seems that the Paisim don't call like the Chazanish, and therefore. Even a mini Yishmer Rabba, not to say, certainly, like the Aruch HaShulchan says, in the fourth bracha, which is only the Rabbanan, certainly you could be Mekel, to be, even when you get to Meshim B'nei Akavar, certainly a mini Yishmer Rabba, and Kaddish and Kedusha. Sif Tes, I'm sorry, I'm ready, running way over time. I apologize. A little, 2 more minutes, and we're finished, Mitzvah Shem. Tzarech Leishu B'Shashim Mevarach, Min Shuhu Herlich, B'Beisik, Shachal, Yemir, Meisik, Shemigil, Avarach, Tzarech Leishu, K'deshuch, L'Chavin, Yoyser.
A person should be careful the way that he's sitting. You shouldn't sit. Don't lean back on your chair with your two back legs, leaning on the two back legs as you're benching. That's the archayim, that's not the kavan. Certainly, the person pointed out also one should not bench in his bathing suit. If he's cover himself over, or get dressed if he could. This is one thing to bear in mind. But get a hand and jacket. You're not mechayiv to. It's not a chayiv. It's an Indian. It's even without a kayis. It's this is the only bracha that we know that according to everybody is the raisa. Because the Torah is a big mechayiv decision whether or not it's the raisa or not. But the one bracha that we know is the raisa is v'chalta v'savalta v'ras Hashem lekecho. The one bracha at least to give it a little, give it the covet that it deserves. That the one thing that we know is the raisa, it certainly deserves the covet. You're mechayiv to wear a hand and jacket. You're not mechayiv to wear a hand and jacket. Are you mechayiv to get totally dressed? You're not mechayiv to go to if you're totally covered over. But there's still an inyan of being mechayiv the bracha. Sif Yud. This is a halacha which many people I think don't know. Yesh emrim shegam birchas mein shalish tarach lemrim yushiv, and that's how the Mishnah Berurah passes halacha lemaisa pi degoyin. That means that if you're eating cookies in the morning, whatever rugalach, whatever it is, whatever you ate, certainly if you ate it while sitting down. But even if you ate it while you're standing up, the halacha is you're supposed to sit down to make an alamichem. You're supposed to sit down to make alamichem. The other zayin minim you don't have to, but at least for mein shalish or the chamish min adogan, yes. Sif yud aleph. There's not a problem to, if a person is eating while he's walking, then he's allowed to, he's not in a shuk, he's not allowed to eat in a shuk, but in a place where it's not a problem, then he does not have to stop to bench. Why? Because he's not going to be mechamek already, because the ichor derech is going to bother him. Elamai, so you're doing something in the middle of a bracha, that's if you're based. Elamai, it's not a problem to walk while doing a bracha. That's not considered being oisik in a malacha. You're not involved in something else. Walking is not considered involved in something else. Somebody showed me a tshuva that he had, that Reb Chaim wrote to him. He asked Reb Chaim, can I say Berachas HaTorah on the way to shul in the morning? Because he was early, and he wanted a... So Reb Chaim said, mutter! Reb Chaim wrote back to him, mutter, and he showed me the letter. Reb Chaim wrote to him that it was mutter. L'chare, it's not a problem. That's also a shayla of a Berachas Bracha Daraisa. If you're ever able to come a minute earlier, that's even better. But certainly, l'chare, walking is not considered a problem. You have more kavana, maybe if you're standing still. Some people the hedya, they machaven more, that they shouldn't feel bad that they're walking, so they so the one person told me he says it's slower because he's walking, so it shouldn't be that he's not machaven, therefore he says the mamish with more kavana, he's mamish makes an eighth academy. But lachura that's being oisik ben malachtei, walking is not considered a problem oisik ben malachtei, and therefore you would be allowed to say asher yatzar on the go as well. Lechatchilo, you shouldn't. Lechatchilo, you should give it the cover that it needs, like it says. Lechatchilo, you should be miyashiv yourself anytime that you stand still if you could. But it's not considered being oisik malachtei. Oisik b'malachtei is the last halacha. Osim levarach oisik malachtei. Kuf tzadi aleph. Elam should read the halacha. What the Taz writes over there. Mr. Brewer brings down Kuf tzadi aleph. I'll leave it for you. Bidi evin for oisik b'malachtei. Why you make the bracha? It's not ma'akiv. Now, what's the story with driving? Is driving considered oisik malachtei or not? Can you say Berachas HaTorah on the way to shul in the morning? I happened to be at a shiur this week, and the person was telling me, it was a chinuch shiur, and he was telling me how he says the brachas in the morning. He was trying to be mitaharet himself. No, it's a straight. You don't really have to think too much. It's just straight. Is it a problem? But that's not considered a simul lachtei. L'chor, the case that we had over here, the question we had over here, to put your hands underneath the hand dryer. Is that a problem? If you're not doing anything. L'chor, that's also not a simul lachtei. You're not doing anything. You're passive at that time. Now, driving, depending on what type of driving it is, yesh l'ayin whether or not that's considered by isim alachtai. Lav dafak doesn't have to be. Lav dafak doesn't have to be. I don't think that it's considered like alicho. Yesh l'ayin, certainly better. Shmoyna Esrei is definitely alter.